He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. It is the June 23rd, 2017 Friday edition. It's Sanford and Son Friday. But wait, don't go anywhere. We do have Bill Gunderson calling in from the secret bunker as he is sequestered working on the Best Stocks Now Gunderson newsletter. The Bill Gunderson scripture of financial information, and he will be joining us here in a minute. But being that it's Sanford and Son Friday, I have the young gun, the apprentice, the son of a gun, who now has a son of his own, and he is going to update us on the market. Good morning, Stephen Gunderson.
Good morning. Quick update, the Dow is down 20, the NASDAQ is down 5, the S&P is flat. Oil is down 8 cents, gold is up $8, and silver is up 14 cents.
You know, I've noticed a pattern here, for, Stephen, on Sanford and Son Fridays, that on Fridays, especially in the summertime, it is a non-event. Yeah. The market is a non-event. But I'll tell you, the event of the day is the fact that Stephen Gunderson is about to take his young daughter to the fair. It is San Diego County Fair Week here, month here in San Diego. And we were talking right before the show that you and your dad are going to take little Gwen to the fair next week.
That's right.
And probably feed her with all manner of things. Knowing your dad.
Fried food galore, yeah.
And sugar. And pet a goat and see a chicken.
Don't tell my wife.
Well, hopefully she doesn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
And the grandpa of the year is on the secret bat phone calling in from the bunker. Bill, do you pick us up there?
I pick you up a lot loud and clear, Skipper. And I want to ask the millennial about Lorenzo Ball.
Lonzo Ball.
Alonzo. Okay.
Lonzo.
Alonzo Ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a UCLA guy, right?
He was. He was a great point guard for UCLA. He put him back on the map, kind of. And hopefully he's going to put the Lakers back on the map now.
Well, I saw some great UCLA teams when I was growing up. I'll never forget one weekend. The Final Four were in San Diego. And, you know, we grew up maybe half a mile from that San Diego Sports Arena. And it was the final game. It was UCLA versus somebody. I don't remember now who it was. But I want to say it was UCLA's eighth national championship in a row under John Wooden. And I can still remember the crowd. I wasn't at the game, but I can remember all the hoopla at the sports arena. So, hey, maybe Lonzo will help bring those long-gone Lakers back a little bit, Steve.
Yeah, I think he'll help.
Well, it can't hurt. Let's take a look. You know, today's actually going to be a very, very busy day in the market. They're rebounding.
After we just called it flat,
right?
Yeah.
Now
well,
flat.
You know what? The market, the movement in the market's flat, but they're moving around $8.5 trillion today by the Russell indexes, and in a world that's gone passive or a market that's gone passive, that's a big deal. And a lot of the indexes are getting rebalanced today. It will be one of the biggest and busiest trading days in the U.S. equity market as investment managers adjust their portfolios to the rebalancing of Russell indexes. And here's the money line, you guys. Indexes rule the world because passive investing rules the world, and these indexes determine what go into many mutual funds and many ETFs. Here's my question for the team there at the Carlsbad headquarters. Is it a passive world that we live in?
Not even close.
Not even close. And I mean, just the fact that indexes rule the world because of passive investing rules the world, that's a major change in my lifetime in the two decades that I've been in the business. And, you know, I think most money managers, or most, let's call it stockbrokers, investment advisors, never really learned how to pick stocks. And that's why that big move went towards the indexes. It was the dumbing down of the industry. But I still say, I know this for a fact, there's still plenty of room for active investing in an active world. Well, we've got OPEC. Guess what? They are living up to their agreement. They have cut their production. Nobody's cheating as far as they know. But you know what? They have one big problem because there's a non-OPEC member called the United States that doesn't go along with OPEC demands. And, you know, as quickly as they cut oil production, we're ramping up our fracking here in the U.S. So, you know, that continues to put downwards pressure. If you look at a chart of oil right now, that's not a pretty chart. And
no, it's not.
No, not at all. Now, if you're filling your SUV up, gas-guzzling Ford SUV up with gas every day, good news. But if you're an investor in oil stocks and MLPs and pipeline stocks, which I don't have any of those in our portfolios right now, it's not good news.
Boy, isn't it a little bit tempting to go out and buy one of those stocks when you see the prices of oil come down? Doesn't it kind of tempt you a little bit, or the average person?
That's that whole philosophy of bottom fishing and contrarianism. When everybody's running north, you want to run south. But I'll be honest, you know, I mean, contrarian investors over the last 9 years have been trampled by the herd that's running north. And the few that are running south are just getting run over by a truck. And, I personally am not a contrarian investor. I think there's major trends that develop in the market. And when those trends develop, I believe you have to ride them for all they're worth. And then look out for that next trend when it comes along. Here was a trend yesterday. You know, we were talking yesterday. Maybe I think I said it to Stephen in the office. When they talked about the wall, the border wall, and maybe making it solar and selling off the solar energy.
Oh, yeah. You and I were talking about that and maybe selling the solar energy to Mexico to pay for the wall.
and I commented to Steve, and I said, that's how businessmen think. You know, they look at a massive wall and they say, how can we make money off of this? Now,
sure.
I would add advertising to it myself, but the border crossings and other areas, let's put some advertising on there like the outfield at the Yankee games and all this and that.
Well, you grew up in the billboard business. Imagine the size of that billboard.
That's right. I mean, they put advertising on big trucks going down the freeway, and they put advertising on railroad cars. And, you know, there's some pretty busy points of entry where that border wall. Okay, Rob, you and I were coming across the border there in Mexicali. How many hours did we sit in that line?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We sat there for 2.5 hours just creeping along at 1 mile per hour, and it would have been entertaining to see some something on the wall other than people climbing over it.
You've got a captive audience, right?
That's right, yeah.
In more ways than one. Well, anyway, yesterday the solar stock lit up. The Guggenheim Solar ETF jumped 2.5% yesterday. I guess a lot of people feel like, hey, this could be a boon for the solar manufacturers. Instead of subsidizing the solar industry, you know, because it loses money, I'm the guy who exposed Solyndra on the Megyn Kelly Fox News Hour. Why not give them business that can be profitable. You know, that's just the difference in thinking between capitalism and cronyism, I guess you could say. YouTube is going to talk about advertising. Have you noticed that YouTube now, Stephen, has a lot of advertisements?
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
It really is.
You see them all the time, every video.
You know, sometimes annoying is good because annoying means it's getting your attention. And, you know, Google has so Google, by the way, owns YouTube. And we own Google at the firm. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. You take us to the break.
Okay, we're hearing the music there in the background from Taman out there in Dallas. Hey, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We've got Bill on the bat phone. We'll be right back. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. And I'm joined here in the studio by the young gun, Stephen Gunderson, the heir to the, the apprentice.
Maybe the heir to the throne.
We'll see. Down the road, maybe 30, 40, 50 years into the future when Bill reaches triple digits. And here we are on June 23rd. I can't believe that summer is already upon us this far into the year already. It just seems like it was 2017, 20 seconds ago, and now we're halfway through with the year. And Bill's joining us from the secret bunker. He's writing the newsletter. He's sequestered today, finding a quiet spot in the corner of the world to write the Gunderson scripture on your financial information. If you're not getting it, make sure you go to Gunderson Capital Management and GundersonCapital.com. I should let you say that because you always remember the website.
GundersonCapital.com.
GundersonCapital.com. Click on the newsletter tab and subscribe to the newsletter so you can see what he has to say. Now, as I was driving in this morning, he texted me. He said, Rob, I'm going to do the top 10 list today. Now, what in the world he meant by that, I don't know. I remember watching David Letterman before he became a crazy liberal loon and fell off the cliff of political spectrum there. And he used to have the top 10 list every single night, and it was great. I have no idea what Bill's talking about when he says he's going to do the top 10 list, so we'll call him Bill Letterman for the next few minutes and hear what the top 10 list is. Hey, have you got us there, Bill? What in the world were you talking about with the top 10 list?
Well, I'm going to go to the app here in a minute and list the top 10 as of this day. And I just want, the audience to realize, how powerful that the technology that is in.
Now, were you going to go from 10 down to 1 just like Letterman used to do?
I am. I'm going to count them down.
maybe we can get Taman to give us a drum roll in the back when we get down to 1.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, now are we going to do that in this quarter, or are we doing it in the third quarter?
I'm headed in that direction right now. So
okay.
Google is not in the top 10, but it is one that we own. And, if you're looking for the 30 best growth stocks in the world, pretty hard to not at least consider Google as a candidate here. Let me just mention a few of the really bad stories here, and then we'll get to the top 10, because I like to contrast good with bad, mediocre with superior, A students versus F students. Sears is closing 20 more stores, Rob, so I don't know, that store that you went into and they told you they don't have Craftsman tools anymore, you got to order them online, that store may not even, I think it's one of the ones that's being closed. So
yes, it is, that one in UTC, yep.
Not
surprising. You won't have Sears to beat up on anymore. And listen, the carnage continues, and this is why you have to own Amazon, in my opinion. Bed, Bath, and Beyond crumbles after earnings miss. Comp store sales fall 2%, but wait, it doesn't end there. Finish Line, which, the help runs around in referee uniforms and blows a whistle on you, if your shoes don't fit. And that whole industry is under pressure. Foot Locker, Finish Line, Dick's Sporting Goods, Tibbet Sports, weak traffic trends. Now let me ask the millennial, do you order your sporting goods online?
If I ever order sporting goods, yeah, I go online.
Did you play softball last night?
Yeah, I did. There are certain things I'll have to go to a store to buy. Nike shoes online.
Okay, all right, there you go.
If I have to get a glove, though, I like to go
through
the gloves. Yeah,
I don't know how you would buy a baseball glove.
But other than that,
I definitely like the feel of the mitt and how it fits and that kind of thing. Now, a good one, I see Marriott's getting into cruising. You know, Marriott owns the brand Ritz-Carlton, if you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and they're going to build 3 298 passenger yachts. Remember we told the story of the single root beer stand in Maryland or Virginia?
That's right.
Well, now there's going to be 3, in addition to 1 million rooms worldwide, 298 passenger yachts that will cater to the 1% of global travelers. Home ports have not been announced, but I got to believe that Miami will be in, Fort Lauderdale will be in cards there. So Marriott's another stock that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We saw the biotech stocks breaking loose, and as we get to the top 10 list here in a minute, you will see that it's peppered with biotech and medical-related stocks. So drum roll, please.
Okay, here we go. This is the top 10 list. Number 10.
This comes right from the Best Stocks Now app on this June 23rd, 2017. Number 10 is, let's see here. Let me get the list up. Keep the drum roll going. We're going to go anywhere.
The suspense is killing us.
It's killing us.
All right, here we go. I got to let's talk about another one first while I get up my top 10 list here.
I got it. You want me to give out number 10?
Start with number 9, okay?
Number 9. That's not the top 10 list. That's the top 9 list.
What's 10? 10 is Ball Corp, right?
10 is Ball Corp.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Ball Corp is an interesting stock. You know, this is not exactly a stock of today. I mean, you know, Ball Corp.
Yeah, they've been
Mason Jars. You know, I have a lot of experience with Ball Corp in my canning of my garden fruit every year. But they also are an aerospace company, government company, supplying the government. And it also has a 1.0 dividend yield. And Ball Corp, believe it or not, a $14.7 billion company headquartered in Broomfield, Colorado. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but we're giving number 10 way too much time. Let's go to number 9.
Number 9.
Heck with number 10. We got to get to that top 3. All right, number 9 is Biotech Index.
Okay, what's the symbol?
FBT.
That's right. FBT is the biotech ETF. Look at the chart of that exploding to the upside.
Wow, look at that.
And there's a correlation, you know, between the news this past week wherein President Trump announced that they're going to grease the skids of the FDA and try to get drug approval a lot faster. The drug companies have been complaining about that. And there go the biotechs. Number 8, please.
Number 8, Stephen.
Number 8 is Housing Development Finance Corp.
Okay,
and the symbol is
company. Actually, they're out of India.
Hey, we've only managed to get through 3 stocks, and the music's already playing. So
we'll get them when we come back. We'll get them.
That's what we're gonna do. So you're gonna hear the top 7 in the third quarter. You got to stick around.
The one will be in the fourth.
That's right. Hey, it's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. You know, I'm going to emphasize the professional money manager part here for just a minute. You and I were talking about stocks that you and I can afford during the break. We were looking for all these little cheap stocks that we're trying to figure out. How do we make our fortune in the world? Well, you got to listen to a guy like Bill. And I always say that, Stephen. But heck with listening to a guy like Bill. Just listen to Bill. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm making up those T-shirts that says Bill was right again. And he has been more than not this year. And I realize that past performance, you know, here's that disclaimer that you have to put out there so you don't get, you know, overly regulated by the government buzzards. But, you know, past performance is never an indicator of future performance. But doggone it, Bill's got a pretty doggone good track record. And as a professional money manager, if you don't have a guy who is planning for your future, who is really going down into the weeds and searching for all of the things that are out there that most folks don't know anything about, boy, I'll tell you what, it might be worth your time to spend a few minutes on the phone with Bill or send us an email. We'll get in touch with you and let you visit with him a little bit and have Dr. Bill, as we were talking about earlier this week, prescribe some Gundersillin to fix your financial flu, and we'll get you going in the right direction. Now, if you'd like to meet with Bill personally, and you're out in Sarasota or you're in Atlanta, we're coming out there in about 3 weeks. Where are we going to be, Stephen?
Sarasota.
Yeah, I said that. Where in Sarasota?
The Hyatt Regency.
That's right.
In Sarasota.
All right. We're going to be at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota downtown on the 13th. And then we're going to be at the Hyatt Regency again in Atlanta the following week on the 20th.
There we go.
Both seminars start at 6:30. If you want to sign up, go to GundersonCapital.com. And where do they click?
There's a button at the top of the page that says live seminar. You can sign up. Tell us how many people are coming.
That's what we really need to know. Do we need 80 chairs or 800?
Yeah.
Do we need two or 20? We need to know.
Right now we need like five.
Yeah. No. We need. We've got a lot more than that.
Good feedback.
Yeah. I think
we're excited to meet some people.
We're starting
out there
to get full, so we need to know how many folks are coming. How many cookies to buy?
Yes.
Cookies are important, and we are now going to go back to the secret bunker to kind of give you a preview of the stuff that we're going to talk about in those seminars. We got through the top three.
Yeah, we got to get back to the top ten list.
We got through 10, 9, 8, and now we're at 7 in the Best Stocks Now app. And, Bill, I can't hardly believe you're revealing this information on the air.
Well, it's public information, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you have the app, it's public information. So this is a preview into the app. So number 7 is what?
Well, first, we had a retired doctor down in Sarasota write to us yesterday wanting to know if there would be a mosh pit at the Hyatt Regency because he says his wife gets a little crazy at these live events. So.
Oh, we're going to have to hire security.
Yeah, Stephen, you're in charge of the mosh pit. Number 7 is the biotech index. It's a different one. It's an ETF, which is very unusual for an ETF. That just shows you how strong that sector is. IBB is the iShares NASDAQ Biotech ETF. It's a $9.3 billion ETF, one of the larger ETFs around. You can go to the ETF encyclopedia to see what's in it. And that's another indication, you know, in the mouth of two witnesses, I guess. That's the second biotech ETF that cracks the top 10 this week. Number 6, NetEase. NetEase out of China, which is a gigantic internet stock, $43 billion company. You know what? I'm disclosing all my holdings, and I think if there's one thing that's pretty clear is I eat my own cooking. You know, I use the app to construct the portfolios that I'm in. And, you know, we're expanding the app exponentially to try to grab everything out there in the world.
But now, here's a prediction. I think this show will be the number one most replayed show on the podcast or on YouTube of any of the shows in the past few days because everybody's going to want to hear these stocks over again.
Yeah, we'll see. Number 6 is NetEase. And we do own NetEase. It's breaking and out to new highs right now.
You can look, throw the symbol out there. It's NTES.
Yes, and remember the ranking comes from a combination of valuation and performance. Number five, this is going to blow you away, you guys, because who told people about iBuy?
In its infancy. I remember when those folks were in our conference room downtown, and it hadn't even been born yet.
No. And, you know, I have no connection whatsoever. I just happen to know the gal who created the iBuy Index, which is the online retail index. And
yeah,
as we
it's killing
see bricks
it.
And mortars fall at Sears and Bed Bath and Beyond and at Finish Line and just about everywhere else, here you've got the iBuy Index, which is up 44% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 16.7%. Number four is a garbage stock. No, it's not IBM. It's Waste Connections. And Stephen's little girl, she loves Fridays because the trash truck
yes.
comes, right?
It's trash truck day.
She runs to the window, Mommy, trash truck, and yep. wants, I don't know if she's going to be a driver of a trash truck when she grows up. But
how about the CEO of a waste management company?
Yeah, that's
there
for sure.
You go. There's
she's
obviously
smart.
Money in it. I mean, this stock hitting a new all-time high. It has a dividend yield of about 1% out of Canada, Ontario, Canada. Number three is another ETF, and it's the inverse VIX.
So that is the opposite of volatility, correct?
Absolutely. Now, get this. The inverse VIX, which is XIV, VIX spelt backwards,
makes
the
sense.
Inverse VIX was up 77% last year, and so far, we're not even halfway through the year, it's up 78%. And guess what, Rob? I don't own it. I didn't listen to my app on this one.
Oh, my God. You know, there's a good indicator, though, with that being ranked as highly as it is. There's a good indicator as to how stable the market seems to be right now and not having the volatility that existed a year ago.
Yeah, look at these scares and sell-offs that we have had lately. That 372-point drop was a one-day event.
Sure.
Yeah, and if you look at the inverse VIX on that day, it went from $82 a share to $67 a share, just like that.
Bam.
So that's a little scary.
I mean, you've got to have nerves of steel to buy into the VIX. Maybe that's why I don't own it.
Yeah, not much to do on value side.
Right.
No, you can't do anything on the value side. I mean, this is just all momentum.
Yeah.
And then, of course, 2 weeks ago today, we had the flash crash in Amazon and the Goldman Sachs deal. And has anybody talking about that really anymore? You know, it's kind of come and gone. And off goes the inverse VIX again. Number two is the biotech sector. Okay, this is for the Szechuan peppers people that like to eat the dried peppers and
this is for Rob.
The Szechuan pork.
That's right. Yeah. Now name the put out the symbol there, Stephen.
UBIO.
UBIO is the biotech sector three times. Okay.
Wow.
My wife and I went the other night. I went for teriyaki. She went next door for the Indian food, and they said, how do you like your curry? All right. And my wife said, I like my curry spicy.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know, I had a bite of her curry, and
it was
so spicy, I could not even handle it.
Oh, well, beads of sweat.
Yeah, beads of sweat. You know, it ruined my evening. I'm trying to write a newsletter, and... be careful of the spicy curry.
No thanks. No thanks.
That's a local it was a non shop.
That stays with you for a while.
The bread was good. That big tortilla like.
Well,
naan
you gotta
the naan. Yeah.
You have to have the bread to put out the fire.
Oh my gosh! Well, or you can buy the biotech sector three times. Okay, let's just give the numbers before we get to number one here on the big drum roll. UBIO right now is up over the last 12 months 68%, and in the last month it's up 31%. But let me warn you, it comes with a health warning. Might kill you.
might kill you.
Number one, Bluebird Bio. Bluebird singing in the dead of night. Take my broken wings and learn to fly. Bluebird Bio, the symbol is blue. We own it in the Ultra Growth portfolio. I'm going to check out. And can I trust you guys for the last 10 minutes, sir?
All right. Well, there you go. The top 10 from Bill Gunderson. We'll talk more about it in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Hyatt Regency Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m., and Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Hey, listen, we just went through Bill's top 10 list, and it's the top 10 list that is populated on the Best Stocks Now app. And I have to believe that there are a zillion people that are listening right now or will listen to the podcast that are going to say, oh, no.
Where did you get that list from?
Where did you get that list? I missed those symbols. What? How do I get that again? So what did you just do?
I printed out the top 10.
Okay.
And I put it on Lisa. Well, I printed it to Lisa's printer.
Oh, my goodness.
So when people call in, she will have it ready to go.
Okay.
And if you email us, you know, I should print out a couple more and put
it
on
really
each
should.
Of our desks.
That's right.
And we'll respond to emails.
You know, that's a good idea. Email us and just let us know you want that top 10 list again, and we can attach it. We'll just copy and paste and email it back to you.
Yeah.
Rather than blow up Lisa's phone all day.
Or you could
she's going to kill us.
You could just get the app.
Now that is
maybe we
brilliant.
Should have just done that from the beginning.
That's brilliant. So if you want to
missed any of it,
well,
you got to get the app.
That's right. That's brilliant. So instead of calling Lisa,
and
killing her
Lisa.
All day long, let's have you sign up for the app and
she's
tell folks
be upset
how.
To,
oh
with
yes,
us.
Yes, that's all right. You know, we'll blame Bill.
Okay.
So now tell folks how to get the app to where they can look at it right on their phone or right on their home computer. How do they do it?
All right. If you want to look at it on your computer, all you have to do is type in bestdocsnowapp.com.
What'd you just say?
Bestdocsnowapp.com.
Oh, I thought you said best docs.
Best docs?
That's what you use for boats.
Best
stocks
now app.com.
Okay, so that's with two P's. Best stocks now.
You got it?
Keep app.
Going. Yeah.
.com. Why don't they just go to GundersonCapital.com and then click on the app? No. Go to beststocksnowapp.com. Why do we have two different websites?
Well, it's the app website.
Okay. All right. And it'll load this stuff right on their computer.
It will. It doesn't load it on your computer. Don't worry. It's not loading anything on your computer. It's not downloading anything.
See, I'm not tech savvy.
It's like you're going to check your email. It's just there.
Oh, it's just there. Okay.
It's just there.
So they
you're just going to a website. It's just there.
Very
it's all
good.
There. Nothing gets downloaded.
Now, if they happen to have a smartphone, an iPhone, an Android, that's the easy
apps.
Way. That's right.
If you have apps, you like apps, you find them convenient. If you have an Apple phone, iPhone,
right.
I guess that's the only type of Apple phone, go to the App Store, search for Best Stocks Now.
Can they search Bill Gunderson?
I haven't tried it.
Okay.
But
just Best Stocks
let's
Now.
Let's just search Best Stocks Now.
Just like the radio show.
Just to be sure out there.
Okay. And we need to make sure it searches under Bill Gunderson.
Yes. You can download it for free.
Okay.
It's a free app. Same with the Android. If you have an Android phone, go to your, I think it's still the Google Play Store. I don't know if they changed it yet, but their app store, you can search Best Stocks Now and download it for free as well.
Okay, that's great. And then you can go in and look for yourself, and because it'll change every day, obviously.
Changes every day. So this top 10 list is only for Friday, June 23rd. Monday,
right.
It's going to be a whole different
it's
list. So if you call us and ask us.
It's going to be different. That's right. And that's the advantage of having the app yourself, checking in with Bill.
Every day.
And, you know, think about that. if you don't want to have to do that every single day, just hire Bill.
I know. It's a lot to look at.
That's right.
And that's only the top 10.
And Bill's looking at thousands of stocks every day. He's doing all the research. He's going through all the information for you. I was talking to a guy yesterday out in Dallas, actually Dallas, where they listen to us live out there. And he says, man, I don't have time to do all this. Well, then hire Bill.
Yeah.
You know, it's like hiring a gardener. It's hiring a guy to weed your financial garden, to plant the right seeds and get it growing all healthy. And Bill's a good gardener.
Or you just have a dead garden because you never tend to it.
That's right. You end up with weeds. You end up with dead vegetables and rotten stuff all over. And Bill's a good gardener. He's the kind of guy that loves to watch things grow.
Financially and an actual good gardener. You know?
Yes.
He likes both of it.
Yes, he is. And he'll go out and look at his seeds coming up through the dirt, and he'll watch his stuff grow and replant stuff, and it's just like the stock market.
Yep.
You know, we've got analogies when it comes to Bill, when it comes to his garden and the way he makes that grow, and then fishing.
Fishing and baseball.
And baseball. All those things apply to the stock market when it comes to Bill Gunderson.
Yeah.
He loves to have the winning team, his top
25. The All-Star team.
The All-Star team, that's right, on a baseball team. And when
you
it comes
go to the
fishing,
right fishing spots.
That's right. You got to search, and the Captain Bill.
You're only biting in a certain area.
That's right. So there's a lot of ocean out there in the stock market, but there's only a few areas that they're biting.
Yeah.
And Bill's
and
pretty good.
If you've ever been fishing, you know that.
You know what's funny? You walk into the Gunderson Capital Management offices here in San Diego, and what's leaning against the wall?
Fishing poles.
Fishing rods.
I don't know why.
There's fishing rods laying in there. Kind of gets him in the fishing spirit when he walks in. And then sitting on the desk is a pair of binoculars. Yeah, and so a good captain always has a great set of binoculars. And for Bill, the binoculars are his own two eyeballs looking at screens, looking at apps, doing the research, finding the financial fish out there. So if someone would like to hire Bill or even consider hiring Bill to manage their IRA, their 401k, their financial garden, what do they do, Stephen?
Contact us. You can do that at our website, GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
Either on the Contact Us page. You can tell us a little bit about yourself, why you're contacting us.
Why?
Yeah.
That's
just
right.
Let us know what your issues are or what your concerns are, and we can talk to you about it. Or you can give us a call. Our number is 855-611-2378.
It's 855-611-BEST. Now, most people that are driving, they're not going to remember.
No.
So just Google Bill Gunderson.
Google Bill Gunderson. It'll take you right to our website.
You'll find us if you Google Bill Gunderson. Now here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, because you were mentioning he does the app and all that stuff, and we always talk about how we're not robots.
Right.
And maybe people out there are saying like, well, you use an app. That's a robot, basically.
Yep.
Yes, but the app is very hard to use because it updates every single day. So you need someone. Bill uses the app as a tool, and he still makes his own decisions. He has to look at the chart. He has to look at the analytics of it. He has to at who's the CEO. It's a lot that
he
goes into it.
He takes the information.
He uses that top 10 and buys the top 10.
That's right.
There's a lot more that goes into it.
A lot more. Well, he said he doesn't even own the number two, most of it. He owns some of it. But he uses the information to make a well-educated decision. And that's the difference in using a robot that would just automatically populate a portfolio as opposed to using the research to make an informed decision.
Correct.
Okay, so you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We had Bill in the first half, and now Rob and Steven here in the last quarter. Call us at 855-611-BEST or visit us at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.